Mysterious ions, the mist, the mystery. We have been misinformed on the description of an ion. It is the crystals in all forms in earth and the heavens, including air. There are no ions as in zero ions. All matter, regardless of form, is crystalline in nature. The most natural element in nature is natrium, aka sodium. The crystal element is atomic number 11 and is abbreviated to Na for its natural name, natrium. The most important of the alkaline metals. See, academics call it an element, as that is what they were taught and all their peers they associate with, agree on this, as a group. Regardless of the amount of reasoning needed. Communal needs, attachments and desires outweigh the need for truth or progression. However, the truth is easily uncovered with investigation and logic. NIHLism has it all. From the NIHLism website, sodium is present in fair abundance in the sun and stars. The lines of sodium are among most prominent in solar spectrum, sixth most abundant element on Earth, most abundant of alkali group of metals, most common CMPD is sodium chloride, other minerals, sodonitre, cryolite, amphibole, zeolite, sodalite. Natrium healing crystals for humans. Above shows crystals within crystals within crystals. A two-dimensional rendering of a six-dimensional reality of things. Below shows two of a myriad of ways to experience zeolite in three dimensions. Dash. One of the zeolites is called natrolite. Behold, from healing with crystals, natrolite is an excellent stone to use for Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, stroke or any brain damage caused by accident or injury. It can assist the brain in compensating for damaged areas and rebuilding neural networks. It is also helpful for other nervous system disorders, particularly degenerative nerve diseases such as multiple sclerosis, MS, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Greater than this demonstrates the affinity between the crystal nature of the Na crystal, sodium, and the crystal nature of the human being. A dynamic interaction between two crystal groups. Scholasite, another zeolite, helps with brain function, especially as it relates to the brain's plasticity. It helps in stress reduction, relieving pressure, calming inflammation throughout the body and helping lower blood pressure. Stilbite is a sodium-calcium, hydrous aluminium silicate. It typically crystallizes in sheaf-like aggregates. It occurs as white, pinkish, gray, yellowish, reddish, orange or brown stones. It forms in cavities in basalt or other lavas. Stilbite helps to improve brain function. It is useful for those who are challenged by any disease that affects the brain's ability to function normally. This stone is an excellent companion for practitioners of healing tuff, Reiki, integrated energy therapy, and the like. It also increases the acceptance of holistic therapies in traditional medical facilities. This is a good stone for neurologists and psychotherapists. Helandite is a sodium, calcium, aluminium silicate mineral that forms into tabular, trapezoidal shapes. It occurs as colorless, pink, red, green, yellow, gray or white stones. Green helandite focuses on the heart center and the expression of heartfelt joy. This stone facilitates healing of the physical heart and the strengthening of the electromagnetic field of the body. It is useful in helping you recover from heart attacks, angina or other heart-related ailments. What's Wiki got to do with IT? Wiki and other accredited papers will mention the tetrahedra nature or crystal nature of these elements while offering open-ended arguments/conclusions based on reasonings, an obvious cover-up. Zeolites occur naturally but are also produced industrially on a large scale. As of December 2018, 253 unique zeolite frameworks have been identified, and over 40 naturally occurring zeolite frameworks are known. 4-5. Every new zeolite structure that is obtained is examined by the International Zeolite Association Structure Commission and receives a three-letter designation. 6. Zeolite is used as a molecular sieve to create purified oxygen from air using its ability to trap impurities, in a process involving the adsorption of nitrogen, leaving highly purified oxygen and up to 5% argon. The German group Fraunhofer EV announced that they had developed a zeolite substance for use in the biogas industry for long-term storage of energy at a density 4 times greater than water. From Wiki, click here for article. Science is misleading, blinding US. Crystals are poetry in motion as small and as big or deep as any ocean. Science Dr. Dolby? poetry in motion. Greater than as sweet as any harmony. Greater than ha, she blinded me with science. Greater than. Greater than. Greater than. Greater than Thomas Dolby is saying the crystal nature of his existence is blinded by science, she. On January 9, 2019, Warwick scientists declared stars become crystals in the sky. Hi Lucy. The first direct evidence of white dwarf stars solidifying into crystals has been discovered by astronomers at the University of Warwick, and our skies are filled with them. Click here for the big story. We are always being told, LSD was Julian inspired, a jewel is a crystal, Beatles is Lucy. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, the song and excerpt. Picture yourself on a train in a station. With plasticine, crystals, porters with looking glass ties, crystals suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, crystals the girl with the kaleidoscope, crystals, eyes. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, crystals. Could Beatles spell besalt or besalt e? Oh wow, it does. And it sounds like besought why or have an impetus to seek. Be for something. Be poetry in motion like the crystals you are. Be who you are. LSD link. What is air? Is it crystals? Billions of stars are now identified as crystal spheres hanging in the sky as solid crystal structures. https://www.sciencedaily.com/releases/2019/01/19010914261.htm. Where does oxygen we breathe from? It forms when the sodium, natrium crystals in the ocean salt y waters release into the air. This causes a plasma cloud of crystalline natrium in the air which we breathe and it sustains us while antagonizing us. Science declares our air comes from the oceans. The crystallized air connects all things and activates/recharges us continuously. Oxygen means acute or pointed generation in Greek. The Greeks knew of the crystal nature of all within Earth including the formats of life forms and humans. The Greeks argued at length, supposedly from historical rendition, on whether to keep the mysterious parts of our existence or to try and identify and claim every one of them in an effort to name and claim all things. They compromised and allowed a small section of mystery to continue with their lesson plan for humanity. However, this small part was eventually relegated to non-attributable status and exact sciences were given a backseat for all eternity. The crystal nature of all things is so simple to see and it allows for equal measure of complex arrangement and execution. The Greeks who won the argument of naming everything via deductive reasoning learned one excuse after another must be made for the previously inexcusable offense. Leading us to today, a total disregard of the obvious crystal nature of all things, while within the mind, we create endless itineraries to places with no landing points. All remedy and zero solution. Status quo above all ideas. Disregarding of our magical crystal nature within an crystalline environment, magically arranged and maintained by the mind of God and our will. Choices matter, everything matters, join us. More on this topic coming up.